Okay, and welcome to this special New York Comic Con, I guess, Marvel video game segment. Myself and my special guest Erica both had the privilege of attending New York Comic Con this year, and we both checked out the two Marvel games that were at the show that aren't released. They also had Spider-Man Shadow Dimension, if I'm not mistaken. So, why don't you tell us a little about Thor and Captain America?
Well, Thor, we'll start off with that one. Thor, they had kind of a little under wraps. They had some gameplay video. I don't know if you saw that. But they had that in a special room at the booth with some concept images. I actually got the chance to sit down with the game's director and talk some about, you know, what they're trying to do there. Basically, they have it's going to be a brawler, which, you know, if you read Thor, if you know anything about Thor or the upcoming movie, just it's very fitting. But they have Thor focusing on his iconic, you know, thunder and lightning powers and, of course, his hammer. It's going to be multi-platform, Xbox, 360, Wii, and DS, they said. But with kind of a different feel for the Wii and the DS games, as, you know, developers are wont to do these days. But he let me know that they had some skill trees set up for, customization of, you know, the wind power, the lightning power, the hammer power, that you can kind of customize your Thor as you go. They're shooting for about 10 hours worth of gameplay, and they do have an original story, written by, do you remember
Matt
who it was written by?
Fraction? Matt Fraction.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very different, he said, from the actual story of the movie. It's going to be set in the movie universe, so they can try and tie in, I guess, maybe some of the other titles there, or at least make it seem like that some of the other characters could fit in the settings. What do you know about the Asgardian mythology in the Marvel universe?
I mean, not that much. I'm familiar with Thor as a character. I'm just not too huge on his world and universe. Okay. I do know that, like, some of the stuff they were showing, like, how, because, you know, Thor is basically the god of thunder or whatever, that his enemies have to be to that skill of fighting a god. So, yep. Like, his enemies are, like, these giant monstrosities. Like, the bosses are, like, they had artwork that was showing Thor to scale some of these environments and some of these bosses, mm-hmm. where it's like, if you were, being that we were in the Comic Con, if you're in New York City, it's like looking at the Empire State Building, right. And imagining that to be a boss battle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One big one that they mentioned was Surtur, a big character in Asgardian mythology. He actually brings about Ragnarok, the end of the mythology there, and they had him to scale. You're right, Thor went up to about his ankle on the scale there. I ask him, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when you see something like that, if you're a gamer at all, is Shadow of the Colossus. And he said, you know, it's not going to be quick time events. It's going to be a little bit more fast paced than Shadow of the Colossus was, though, where you can, like, climb up and destroy armor as you go and just kind of try to beat him that way. And it does sound interesting. They also gave Thor some like room clearing powers with his wind and his lightning, trying to hit like multiple enemies. So it sounds like the action can be kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Frenetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it does sound like they actually get the character, and the way they're steering the story will make it a unique experience to the movie. And I kind of like that. I also like that they're focusing more on the motion controls with the Wii, allow you to feel like you're actually fighting with a hammer. And you saw the video?
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on how they end up doing the motion controls for the Wii. And on that note, since, you know, they have the motion controls for the Wii, I asked him about possibilities for using Kinect or Move, and he said that because they aren't allowed to move so late in the game, that they wouldn't be implanting it because he didn't want it to feel like shoot into the experience.
Right, okay. That's probably a good thing, really.
And I guess since we're talking about the differences between the Wii, DS, and the 360 PS3 version, is that the Wii and DS version are going for a more comic book cel-shaded look, whereas the 360 and PS3 are going for a more realistic, well, I guess more humanistic graphical style. I guess it's hard to say realistic when you're dealing with Guards and Asgard and Midgard and all that other stuff. But yeah, they're going for a more, you know, realistic approach on that, on those two consoles.
Yeah,
so the
yeah.
games would look different as well.
And they were very limited on what they could show because they're still very early in the development process for that. Well, maybe not very early, but they're still, you know, working on the development for that. So not everything's final, but what they did have, looked very engaging and very, I'm going to just go ahead and say fun, fun to play, fun to, you know, take a look at, you know, all their different vistas and, what have you there with, the different, you know, realms of the world tree that you're going to be visiting. Did I mention the 10 hours of gameplay you said they were shooting for?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? I mean, I guess from a game point of view, it sure. kind of reminds me, it's a mix of a God of War, and I guess God of War 3 would be the most apt comparison, where you have, I mean, it's basically the same thing, where you're playing with a god.
Sure.
You have giant titans or creatures to overcome, and you get all these different powers. Another thing they mentioned, and, you know, they didn't touch on it too much, but somebody, because, you know, everybody went to the room in a set number of groups, and somebody in our group mentioned that, like, being that Thor is a god, how does he die? And they said that he technically doesn't die. Like, the game sets you back in a way, but being that he doesn't take he can get hurt, but he can't die. So they're trying to find ways to compensate for that.
Well, the only thing I could think of to draw a comparison to there, and I didn't even actually think about dying in the game, but the only thing I could really think of to draw the comparison would be Too Human was actually Asgardian mythology. So maybe something with the Valkyries, hopefully not quite as annoying as that dying in that game was, though. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was actually kind of surprised, and we're going to touch on it in a moment, that they had to show Thor in a more closed-off, you know, environment where they had Captain America on the floor. It wasn't playable by any of the showgoers, but, like, the developer would take you through a walkthrough. But if I'm not mistaken, sure. Thor should be out before Captain America, because the Thor movie predates the Captain America movie by 2 months.
Yeah, they said they were gonna be releasing the Thor game about a week before the movie comes out, so you'd think they'd have that playable by now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, or at least further ahead with it. I mean, cause most of the stuff, I mean, there was some gameplay footage in it, but most of it was mm-hmm. like comic book art, and like the developers talking about it, so.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was interesting the things that they had to say, and just the Q&A environment that they had set up did lead to some interesting questions that, you know, not all of us might have thought about, but. Honestly, couldn't tell you what I heard while I was there from the people. Other than that, it looked like a good game, and I remain cautiously optimistic for it. We'll see what comes of it, what kind of reviews it gets when it's closer to the time. But looks like they're on the right track to make a decent movie tie-in game, which is rare these days.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm happy that developers are finally learning that you have to. Nobody wants to sit down and replay a game that they, replay a movie that they've just seen in theaters, especially being when it's like a two and a half hour movie and trying to stretch it out to a 10 hour game. It's not fun, and there's no surprises in store for you if you know what's going to happen.
Sure.
And this also gives them the privilege of using more enemies from his rogues gallery than just the ones featured in the movie, which at this point I think it's only two.
Yeah. I mean, they mentioned Loki, who's going to be a big guy in the movie. They also talked about how the story is going to have to deal with, you know, such a big threat that it automatically takes Odin out of playing, which is a big part of making a decent game there. You got to get Odin back on the field. That's probably going to be, you know, some relation to your mission throughout the story. But as far as enemies, they mentioned Loki. They mentioned Surtur. They had his concept art up on the wall. They had some ice giants, which is nice. That'll be probably working with Loki. Also, Ulic and the trolls directly from the books. I honestly don't know what else they could do there. That's, you know, the majority of Thor's big enemies that you could get like groups of. But we'll see where they go with that. It looks like they're, like you said, they're working on, you know, something that could be half decent at least.
Yeah. And on the other end, like we mentioned before, is that Captain America was on the show for being shown off by the Five at two different kiosks. Did you get an opportunity to check that out?
I actually watched him play through it once while I was waiting for the Thor people to get ready, and then I went back after that and got a chance to, you know, take a look through it and actually talk to the guy while he was playing and ask some
questions.
Well, yeah, questions, but questions about game mechanics. That's what I was going for. Cap shield, the throwing for that. They said they tried to go through a natural progression, but to throw the shield and have it move naturally. But also wanted to get, you know, like the comic book kind of feel, like what happens when Cap throws a shield in the comic. That's obviously a big part of it. And just the way he uses his shield both offensively and defensively. They also have an original story for that one written by Christos Gage, I believe.
I actually didn't ask about that one, so I don't know offhand.
I'll see if it's in any of my materials. But yeah, I know if it's not Christos Gage, they have somebody who's worked on Captain America before writing that one. What did you think about how Cap moved, how watching just them play?
I mean, I checked it out. I didn't check out the full demo. I just checked it out in passing. Like, once I checked it out, and it was nearly till end of the demo, and I saw like that it has 5 minutes or so, and then I would pass it during the show. But to me, it kind of looked stiff, I guess.
Okay.
And, I mean, it could be, again, that I'm not accustomed to seeing him in the suit, but the fact that they modeled it after Chris Evans, it kind of gives Cap a weird joke, just like his overall face, because I think Chris Evans has this weird chin that sticks out of the costume.
He does.
And just the overall design. But I mean, like I said, what I saw was like a basic broil with, and then there was like elements that would like show motion takedowns or whatever, which is fine. But being that it's Captain America, it's kind of a pain because, you know, he's not a, I don't want to say brutal, I guess. You know, he's not like ripping off people's heads or like beheading him with the shield in the game.
Well, I watched him play through, like I said, I watched him play through it twice. And what you get to see, and one of the things that he talked about when I was just discussing the game with him, was that they tried to, Captain America is by no means a superhuman. He's pinnacle human. So he shouldn't be able to, you know, clear the room of enemies with one shot. So what they focused on was trying to, you know, if Cap is being swarmed by enemies, which I saw a couple of times, ways that he can disable the majority of the enemies and then focus on one to take them out. So for that, the slow motion takedowns kind of works, I think. And if you watch the way he moves as he's fighting, as you're, you know, inputting the button presses to make him do his attacks, he moves kind of like a gymnast, and I kind of like that. Like you said, the Chris Evans thing, he definitely does have a distinctive chin that kind of makes it look a little...
Yeah.
Off, but as far as the gameplay elements for the combat, it does seem like they're trying to make it look like it could be, you know, the Captain America you would see if you were in that universe.
Which makes sense. I mean, the game looks fine. I'm sure we'll play fine. But, I mean, it just didn't look that special to me when I was checking out the demo.
Right. The other thing that they talked, well, I asked them specifically about, I'm a big Captain America fan, got the shield tattooed on my arm here, but he mentioned, he started talking about some of the villains. At the very end of the demo, you see the giant robot walk out and turn.
Oh, yeah, and when I was there, he was trying to figure out if the guy who was watching the demo was a big Captain America fan, if he knew which villain it was. I had no idea who it was, but the guy who's like a television that controls a robot body.
Yep, that's Arnim Zola, big Captain America villain. He's been in a lot of stuff that Brubaker wrote recently, working with the Red Skull. So, you know, he's in it. You got to see him playable, and it's a very interesting take on that character that you get to see in the demo. He's mentioned the Red Skull. I ask about Bucky. Bucky's definitely going to be in. They said they're focusing more on World War II era Captain America villains and allies. gave me a very ambiguous answer about the invaders. I asked specifically about the invaders, and he said, I can't really confirm or deny that. So that leads me to believe you may see some invaders in there too, like Namor, Human Torch, those kind of people.
Yeah, I assume that they probably didn't want to give away too much from the possible movie as well.
Sure.
Oh, so, yeah.
Actually, listed here in my my press info, they also list Baron Strucker, Madame Hydra, and Iron Cross as villains. So that should be good. I did ask about the big one. One of Cap's iconic covers, I think it's issue one or two of actually Captain America comics, he's actually punching out Hitler, but they said they're going to be steering away from Hitler, trying not to get him in the game.
I think most video games do, which is kind of odd. They'll have you kill Nazis, but it's not often you actually get to fight Hitler himself.
Well, I mean, I can understand where that'd be something you probably want to steer away from. There are also some rhythm elements in the platforming that he showed me. Did you get to see him doing any of the platforming?
No, I didn't even know there was much platforming involved in it.
Yeah, apparently other than fighting, you're just going to be running around as Cap trying to do things, you know, stop certain things from happening in game. And the platforming, rather than just kind of jumping around, you kind of have to make Cap move as if he's a gymnast. Again, I'll use that comparison. And you kind of got to get the rhythm down to make him do some of his jumps, or else, you know, you're in the crosshairs for the enemies for that much longer. And that's very true to Captain America as well. So, they seem like they're big fans of Captain America as a character, and I do appreciate that as a Captain America fan myself. But
I mean, are you done with Captain?
I think that's all we can say about Captain America. If you're got anything else to add, that's fine. But
I was gonna ask if you, I mean, because I know they revealed it right before Comic-Con and they didn't really have anything on it, but X-Men Dynasty. The first day I was at Comic-Con, I ended up actually going into a focus group, and I don't know if it's about X-Men Dynasty, but you know, two and two would kind of lead me towards that. And technically speaking, since they didn't say, I couldn't say anything about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't a focus group about, you know, anything, I mean, specifically about X-Men Dynasty, but the reason I got into the focus group is like an Activision rep walking around while I was standing on the GoldenEye line, and he asked if I had played Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 or 2, and if I had, you know, they had a focus group, there was like 9 of us in there, and basically it talked about, like, it was like a discussion about RPGs, what you expect from an RPG, how long you expect it to be, if you want, you know, multiplayer in your RPGs, if you, you know, if it's an X-Men game, would you expect multiplayer, if it's character focused and stuff like that, which led me to believe that they're trying to do a X-Men RPG that's not in the vein of Marvel Ultimate Alliance, more in the vein of, I mean, some of the games he used as comparison with Final Fantasy 13, Mass Effect 2, I don't know how, but Batman Arkham Asylum.
Huh.
So stuff like that. So, I mean, based on what the type of, I mean, we were in there for an hour, so based on the type of questions for that, I'm expecting X-Men Dynasty to kind of be like a Mass Effect X-Men game where you have a, you know, you have a team of X-Men, but you create a new character in that universe, and it might enable you to join a team and have different people control it.
You know, honestly, the X-Men stuff that they released, they had out, like, was it a day or two before the con started? And just with preparation and getting ready, and also I got a full-time job, you know, I didn't get to see a lot of it. I did get to see some of the videos they had playing at the booth, but didn't really make time to stop by and see it. What it sounds like, though, if it's something that you're talking about there, it could be very good. Creating an original X-Men character to play with, you know, Wolverine, Cyclops, any of the iconic X-Men would be something different. Now they did have a model with, what were those X-Men games called?
Is it Marvel Super Squad?
I actually didn't see anything about that. I was thinking about the old X-Men games that they had.
Oh, the X-Men arcade.
No, I mean the ones they had for like the GameCube and
Ultimate Alliance or X-Men Legends.
Legends, that's it. The Legends and the Ultimate Alliance format. Those were very very playable games, I felt.
They were enjoyable games.
Mm-hmm.
They showed off of different characters and stuff, and you got decent powers. I wouldn't say they're the greatest action games. I mean, I never consider them when I think about, like, superhero games. They're great games, they're solid, you know, they're enjoyable with friends and stuff, but you could kind of replace the X-Men with any type of characters in there, and it probably wouldn't have changed the game.
Right.
Where, like, if you Batman Arkham Asylum, if it had anybody other than Batman, it wouldn't have been the same game.
It would have had a much different feel to it. Probably would have been more like a Splinter Cell kind of deal.
Yeah.
With all the sneaking around and stuff. But moving away from the Ultimate Alliance style, it was moderately popular at least, and it was fun to play with people. But like you said, it is kind of interchangeable. That's why they were able to make four of them with completely different casts. But
yeah, and I was gonna say that's the other thing with. Is that it would have, if they had continued, and they might continue with, I enjoyed the games, but it would have been the fifth game, and it's pretty much the same style.
Right.
Like, it works, but nothing really changes about the game itself. So, from X-Men Legends 1 to Marvel Ultimate Alliance, yeah, there are differences. You know, some of the stuff they simplified, some of the stuff they added and took away, but at the core, it's the same basic game.
Right, yeah, and you know, I think they can use a fresh approach to the X-Men or any of those RPG style games that they're putting out with those characters. So that could be very interesting to see. I'd be interested to see some more stuff coming up for that. Do they have any like videos online or anything about that?
No, the only thing they have is the teaser trailer, which just kind of shows silhouettes of different characters who you can make as different X-Men characters. But other than that. Yeah, there's nothing really on it. I was, you know, when they said they were going to reveal it at New York Comic Con, I assumed it would have been a bit more than the teaser trailer.
Yeah.
And I still haven't caught up on the news with the Comic Con, which is kind of, you know, it was like my first major convention. It's kind of interesting to see how much you actually miss when you're on the actual show floor than if you're at home checking out the news.
Oh man, there's so much to see, and it's such a spectacle in some areas. Like the Marvel versus Capcom booth, just the Capcom booth in general, and then there's no way to take it all in, no way to get all the panels, so in some respects it is actually better to be stuck at home just looking at the news as it comes out, because you got everybody that's there is just looking at something different, but as an event, I have a lot of fun at every convention I go to.
Oh, it's an awesome event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wouldn't do it anytime soon. Like, I wouldn't do it next weekend. But, I mean, I'm definitely going to go next year, and I might even check out PAX East. Like I said, you know, you can catch up on the news, but there's something about being there and checking out some of these things firsthand and just the, you know, environment and stuff. But I think that should do it for our discussion of Marvel games at Comic-Con. If you saw anything else.
I think we're good on that. We can use that for pretty much everything that was there, I think. So, at least superhero related, so.
Alright,
it was good talking to you. Can I take a moment to plug my blog?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Alright, check me out at Biodin's Beard. That's biodinsbeard.wordpress.com. We have new content every week. At least 3 weekly features, and when there's extra news, we have extras, so. Give us a click, and you'll be glad you did.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you when we catch you.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Later.